Our weather fate is in the hands of La Nina, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Extensive drought is expected to continue for now in parts of the nation, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Ribby.
For the core drought areas of the far west, the northern Rockies, the short-term outlook does not look particularly good, with more hot, dry weather expected for the rest of the summer and into the early autumn.
In late autumn and winter, the possibility of La Nina conditions returning for the cold season could determine if drought continues in some locations. For the southern half of the west, from California to the Four Corner states,
a return of La Nina could mean a return of more significant drought conditions. Typically, not always, during La Nina, we tend to see colder, wetter conditions during the late autumn and winter during La Nina across the northern United States. One of the biggest things to be watching as we move into the autumn and winter months later in 2021 is just what might happen with the status of the equatorial Pacific, meaning do we slip back into a second consecutive year of La Nina, or will we have neutral conditions as we move into the cold season? The Climate Prediction Center of the National Weather Service has issued a La Nina watch, meaning that there is the potential for reemergence of La Nina conditions during the cold season.
And that's a concern for the southern half of the western U.S., obviously including California. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.